Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in this day. I'm so glad that you decided to join me on this prayer call this morning. This is a special prayer. We want to continue praying for all things. The Bible says we're to pray for all things and to pray without ceasing. So we come together this morning in His presence, believing that God will not only hear our prayers and our cries this morning, but He will answer them according to His will. We're going to go into the reading of our psalm this morning. We're going to go into Psalm 27. But first, we're going to have our Lord's Prayer. I pray that you would just clear your mind and take a deep breath and know that there's power when we come together in agreement, believing that God can do the impossible, that God can do the impossible. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts and our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Amen. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the evil came against me to devour my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they shall stumble and fall. We'll stop right there. They shall stumble and fall. This is the reading of the Word of God this morning. Thanks be to God. You know, we have been praying all week. It's Wednesday now. We've been talking about stumbling and things that will cause us to stumble and make us stumble and perhaps keep us from our divine destiny in God and hinder the process, slow us down, discourage us, sometimes help us or cause us to feel defeated. And we've been praying against that. We said procrastination is a stumbling block. We said that lack of discipline and sin is a stumbling block. These are all things that cause us to stumble. When we're trying to go forward in our life, God is a God of forward progression. When we're trying to go into a new dimension of our life, from one dimension to another, there are things that will hinder us and keep us from moving forward. And we've been praying against those things. And God has been revealing to me those things that I do and things that causes me to stumble. Just when I'm going up and just when I'm going higher and just when God is about to bring me to a place where He can promote me or elevate me or expand my thinking, I do something and I stumble. And, you know, we go through that circle over and over again. As I said, for me, a stumbling block that I found these past few days because I asked everyone to write down things that caused them to stumble or things that they believe causes them to stumble. Mine was procrastination from writing these 25-page papers that I have to do as well as a sermon each week. And then also unforgiveness. I thought I had forgiven some people who had, I deemed, done me wrong or did some things to me, but I had not forgiven them. And you just cannot be that way. And so I asked God to forgive me and to take away these stumbling blocks because I no longer want to be hindered. I have things to do. I have a future. God has plans for me and my family, our church family. God has things that He wants to do through us and to us. So we need to be free and able to go. And you need to be free. And you need to not stumble. So we've been praying against that. Know that I've been praying for you as well. I've been calling out your name and believing God for you and with you. But today we want to pray against our enemies. You know, we want to pray our enemies. We want to pray for things that come against us and issues and problems. You know, this psalm says, when my enemies assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall. Mm-hmm. You know, God gives us protection. He will not only keep us from stumbling, but He will cause those that try to come against us to stumble. He will cause those who have evil plans and schemes and plans to undermine our success. He will cause them to stumble. And I want to pray today that God will protect us from our enemies, and he will keep our enemies from us and away from us, and that anytime they come near us or any plan that they devise, that it would that they would stumble and they would fall, because God says so in his word. Just when they're about to strike, they'll stumble. Just when they're about to plant, they'll stumble. Just when they're about to spread a lie, they'll stumble. And we want that divine protection. We also want to pray for our nation, that the plans of the evil one will stumble, that he will stumble and fall with this racial discourse and this lack of harmony between the races and this political mess that we're in, and all of these things that we see going on in our country today, people still not able to make ends meet, and just so many dilemmas. But the main thing that I want to pray against is that this racial strife and this stirring of the pot that I sense, that they're stirring things up and trying to divide the races and cause us to lash out at each other. I pray with you that that plan and that plot and that scheme and that divisive tool of racism and hate will be defeated. And when the person tries to go forward, or when the people try to go forward, and as they continue to spew their rhetoric all through our airwaves and our land, that they'll stumble and they'll fall, and children will be safe, and people won't be hurt, and there won't be riots and fighting, and we'll be able to sit down with our brother and our sister, whether white, black, or brown, and be able to respect one another and to love one another. I pray that the plans of the enemy will stumble, that he will stumble and fall, that those who try to do divisive things, and that they'll stumble and fall. You know, we have to pray. We have to give this to God. We have to give what's going on in our government to God. We have to give our futures to God. We have to, will he provide? We have to give it to God. Will he make a way? We have to give it to God. We have to give it to him. 1 Samuel 17:47 says, "The Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give your enemy into your hand." The battle is not yours. The Lord will give our enemies into our hands. They'll stumble and fall. The battle is not ours. It's not for us to lash out with our tongue, or to call someone this, or to say that, or to strike back in an email. That's not for us. The battle is not ours. It's the Lord's. When my enemy came against me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and they fell. They stumbled and they fell. The battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's. The Lord saves. Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise and honor. Lord, we thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, God, for forgiveness of sins. You said, if we confess our sins, you who are faithful and just would forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. God, we come boldly to the throne of grace this morning, Lord, asking you, first of all, to thank you for all that you've done. You've done so much. You've brought us through the storms. You've identified the things that continue to cause us to stumble. Lord, you want us to be free. You want us to go forward. You want us to go higher. You want us to serve you with all victory and freedom in you. You want us to live life to the full, for you said that Christ has come that we may have life and life more abundantly. We thank you for your word. Father, we come to you this morning, Lord, asking you, God, for you said, "Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open." You said, whatever things we ask when we pray, believe that we receive them. Lord, we're asking you to help us, God. Help us, God, with our to stand against our enemies, to stand in this time of strife and just uncertainty, God. We're not certain what's going to happen. We sense something happening. We sense a stirring, and some are afraid, and some are buying guns, and some are building sheds and locking the doors and staying in the house, and there's fear, Lord. But we want to say you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that you would continue, Lord, to protect us, God. protect our president, protect our nation, protect his family, protect, Lord, our capital, Lord, protect our country, God. Help us, Lord. Lord, we pray against what's going on in Syria. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray against, we pray for peace in the Middle East, Lord. We pray, God, that we pray for Israel. We pray right now, God, for these things that are stirring, God. Oh, God, please cover, protect, keep. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray for this economic climate in this nation, Lord. If, Lord, one thing happens or occurs, Lord, it can send the economy in a tailspin, Lord. But we know, God, that our times are in your hands, and you are clear and present help in time of trouble. And we know that the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord's. We thank you, God, right now, and we praise your name. Lord, we ask that you just help us on our jobs, Lord, even as we see the undercurrent of racial strife and division, the weird comments and the awkward looks. Lord, help us, God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, God. Help us, God. Help us, God. Help us, God. We're crying out to you right now, Lord. Father, we ask all of these things, Lord, all of this protection and all of this, all of these things we ask right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you today. And we say, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I pray that you were praying with me, believing God for me. You know, there are so many things going on. There is so much uncertainty, so much fear. But we come against that right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we believe God. We believe God for protection. You know, I was talking to someone yesterday. I was at a nursing home. And someone said to me that someone in their family was murdered in Syria. I mean, you hear these things on the news and you never think that it would affect someone you know in America, but it does. And that's why we pray for our world. That's why we pray. We have a global mindset. We pray for everything. The Bible says pray without ceasing, and we pray. And I was just so hurt by that. But I know that the battle is not ours, it is the Lord's. And you don't have to fear, church. God is with you. When my enemies come against me, my enemies and my foes, they will stumble and fall. We've been praying that we wouldn't stumble, but we want our enemies to stumble before they can devise their schemes and plans. I want you to know that the Lord is with you. You don't have to fear. You don't have to worry. God will fight for us. God will be there for us. He is a help to us. He is God, great God, and nothing is impossible for him. I look forward to seeing you this week. There's so many things going on at Israel Living Church. We're thankful for that. The Lord is doing a great work here in Monroe. I invite you to come out. Tomorrow we'll be having our power word and workout at 1 o'clock, 1 to 2. It's just going to be a nice time of working out. It's more focused on working out and prayer and hearing a message from you. Very interactive, and it's just going to be a nice time of just together working out, learning how to work out, using the weights, and just coming together. So I invite you to come Waterside Villa tomorrow, 1 Overlook Drive, Waterside Villa in Monroe Township tomorrow at 1 o'clock to 2. Amen. Then we will have our, tomorrow on Sunday, we'll have our worship service from 9 o'clock to 10:30. Then we'll have our 8 o'clock Adult Sunday School. I invite you to come. We're even thinking about doing a later service. We're praying on that. Keep that in prayer. Two services, amen, one at 9 and one at 11, amen. I think the Lord is going to do something. And so we are believing God for that, and we just thank God for his grace, and we thank God for his mercy, his mercy, his mercy. I want you to have a wonderful day today. I want you to know that God loves you. I want you to know that I love you. I want you to know that I'm praying for you. Please pray for me and my family and know that God is with you. You don't have to fear. When your enemies come against you, they will stumble and fall. I want you to go in peace, serve the Lord, and know that it is well. God bless you.